levantó su mano durante miles y miles de años. ¿Para qué? Para obtener una bendición. ¿Cuál bendición? La bendición del creador, del señor Brahma. Él no quería ser matado ni en el cielo, ni en la tierra, ni en el agua, ni adentro, ni afuera, ni por un ser humano, ni por un animal, ni por un demonio, ni por un arma, ni por nada. Así que, ni por un arma. Así que el señor Brahma vino y le dijo, ok, está bien, así que se creó inmortal.
He thought that I have now become immortal. Anyone cannot kill me. And then he began to rule over whole world, not only India. Upon sea, on the sky, like nowadays, we think that, oh, we should rule over sky, in water also, in earth also, in moon, in sun, everywhere.
Después de esta bendición, él dijo, ah, ahora soy inmortal, nadie puede matarme. Y se dedicó a gobernar, a reinar sobre el cielo, la tierra, el agua, no solamente en India, sino en todas partes. Así como estamos intentando hacer nosotros ahora que queremos controlar el cielo, controlar la tierra, controlar todo lo que nos rodea.
But God, especially Krishna, has two fingers more intelligence than anyone of this world. Krishna told them, I am going to see you and to punish you. He gave his son like Prahlad to him. Oh, he was so pious. And he was high class of devotee. From boyhood, he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Even here, there, on the bank of sea, on mountains, where he used to be alone. Never he used to play with boys or anything. He never took smoking, cigarettes, any meat or anything in his life. And from boyhood he used to trance on Krishna, always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. His father was so anxious. So he sent him in a very authentic school that any devotee cannot come there.
Así que este niño, Prahlad, desde su más temprano niñez, se dedicó únicamente a cantar el santo nombre del Señor. En cualquier lugar que estuviera, en la montaña, aquí, allá, lo único que hacía era cantar el santo nombre del Señor. Incluso ni siquiera jugaba con sus amiguitos. Así que su padre, el demonio Hiranyakashipu, se puso muy ansioso, muy preocupado por este comportamiento anormal, según él, de su hijo. Así que lo inscribió en una escuela tan estricta, muy estricta, donde ni siquiera un devoto podía ir.
He told the teachers, two teachers, Sandamark, he told that you should teach them how to control all, how to make money, especially politics, duplicity, and hypocrisy. Not to tell truth like this, and not to be humble like this. He told that you should teach them these all these things.
Se dedicó a eso, nunca fumó, nunca comió carne, nunca tropezó en una actividad pecaminosa. Y este padre, y la de Kachipun, le pidió a sus profesores, a sus maestros, por favor, enséñenle todas estas cosas a este niño, especialmente a ser hipócrita, diplomático, doble, es decir, nunca decir la verdad. Que le enseñara muy estrictamente todas estas que para él eran cualidades.
So, the teachers were always trying him that he should not duplicacy, hypocrisy, politics, and all other things, and how to collect money, how to control all. He used to give these lessons, and he wanted that he should be very high class of a student in all these things. When the teacher thought that, oh, now he has taken some lessons, they sent him in holidays to king, and when he came to king, oh, at that time his age was only 5 years. And he asked his son that, what you have learned best in your school? Then he told that tat sadhu manne asur vajjade hinam sada udvigna dhiyam asadagrahat hitatma patam grihamandakupam jadaharimashi. You should explain. Very brief. Not so. I will have to kill Hiranyakashipu. I don't. You should.
So, Sanda and Amaka, the teachers, they dressed Prahlad Maharaj very, very nicely, and he was so scented and fragrant with beautiful flowers, and they brought him to his father, and his father was so pleased to see him, and he took him on his lap and embraced him, and he was sniffing his head, and tears of parental affection were streaming down the cheeks of his face.
And he threw out Prahlad Maharaj from his lap. He turned to Guru and told that, oh, why you taught this boy these nonsense things? Krishna is my enemy, and he is glorifying this Krishna, so he is towards taking the side of my enemy. Why you taught this? I will kill you. I will punish you. Then the teacher told that, my Lord, we have not taught him. He is naturally he is singing and telling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We have never taught him. Oh, please return this boy to my school and we will teach again, and then after some time you can ask him. Then he took the two boys again to his school, and Prahlad Maharaj, there going, he began to chant and sing what? Hare Krishna, like
Hare
this.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
With his stick in his hand, and he began to chastise, oh, what nonsense you are doing with all the boys. You are making all these boys also like you.
Así que al escuchar esto, los dos maestros vinieron corriendo con palos en sus manos y le dijeron, ¿qué estás haciendo? ¿Por qué estás haciendo estas estupideces? Y además, estás haciendo que todos los demás incurran en esto.
He took a stick in his hand and told that, who taught you? I never taught you. Who taught you?
Así que tomando el palo en sus manos le preguntaron, ¿quién te enseñó esto? Nosotros no te lo enseñamos.
He told that I don't know who taught, you cannot know, but naturally I sing like this. Always words comes of Hare Krishna in my tongue, my automatically the names are dancing on my tongue. I never practice, I never wish, but itself coming naturally. But after some time, he taught him so many things, but Prahlad Maharaj never took anything. After some time, after 1 month, 2 months, he was returned, he again came to Hiranyakashipu, that boy. And Hiranyakashipu again told them, what you have learned from your teacher, you should speak something. Prahlad Maharaj, very humble, and with folding hands he told, Shravanam Krishnam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Vandanam Dachakatmanividanam. What is the meaning? Namin Krishna can tell. In brief, only brief, gist. And he took his sword from his and told that, oh, I'm going to kill you. Then the teachers began to shake and tremble. He told to the teacher Shandamarta, why you taught this boy? This boy was so simple. What you taught? My enemy, he is glorifying my enemies. So I will kill you. The teacher replied that, oh my lord, we have not taught him all these things. I don't know who taught him. You can ask from this my son, your son yourself.
Así que ellos respondieron, oh mi señor, nosotros no le hemos enseñado ninguna de estas cosas. Tú tienes que preguntarle a tu propio hijo de dónde ha aprendido este tipo de cosas.
Then he asked Prahlad Maharaj, making his eyes like reddish, and he told that, you should tell, answer me, who told you and who taught you all these things? Nonsense.
Así que con sus ojos inyectados de ira, le preguntó a su hijo, tú tienes que decirme, ¿de dónde has aprendido todas estas estupideces?
Then Prahlad Maharaj, very humbly, again he replied, but very boldly, and strongly he told, Matir na Krishna parato satova. You remember? In brief, you should tell. You can tell only the meaning, not its law. So Prahlad Maharaj replied to Hiranyakashipu saying that those men who are always engrossed in the materialistic conception of life, there is no chance for them to remember Krishna. He is telling, if Guru is not advanced, he is like demon, collecting always money, collecting only disciples, not his detached from worldly objects, desire. He should not be followed. In the world we see that there are so many gurus who are falling down, not actually chanting, remembering so high class of, not having associations. And they are so much attached to world, they don't know a special truth. Established truth. And they are becoming guru, and one after one they are falling down. So they are like blind. If anyone is following blind person, they will go both to hell. And similarly, those who are blindly following these bogus gurus, having nothing in them, they both will go to hell. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu became so furious, and he ordered that kill at once this boy. Though he is my son, but he is not son. They all attacked, the commanders of Hiranyakashipu all attacked that boy, but they could not do anything. Mad elephants were sent to kill him, but they ran away. They used so many weapons, but all fell. He was given poison, but poison never worked anything. He was thrown to very deep ocean. He was thrown from mountains. He was given into fire, but all fell. Anyone could not do anything of this boy, because Krishna was saving. At last, the teacher prayed to Hiranyakashipu that my father has gone anywhere. He is coming very soon. Let this boy go to school, and after some time he will be changed. Don't worry. He was returned to school, and then Prahlad Maharaj, what? They wanted to play and the teacher was absent one day. And Prahlad Maharaj called all the friends that listen me, follow me. Today, tomorrow we will play. But today, listen some very little thing, some, I'm telling some essence, and you should follow. What? And then he began to tell something.
Come on. Un momento en el cual su maestro estaba ausente, él le dijo a su amiguito, mañana jugaremos, pero hoy
to control your boys and all boys. All are going to be devotees.
Así que al escuchar este kirtan, este canto del santo nombre del Señor, los maestros fueron corriendo a él, a casi por le dijeron, nosotros no le hemos enseñado esto, tú debes de tener y controlar a tu hijo y controlar a todos los demás.
He came running.
Él vino corriendo.
Oh, the time was like this. Oh, son was going to say it. No day, no night. At the same time, he took his sword and told that you should tell who is stabbing you and on whom, from where you have taken your power. He attacked Prahlad Maharaj and told, let us see who is going to save you. I want to see who is going to save you. Then Prahlad Maharaj told that, oh, my suffer is everywhere in all human beings. My Krishna is in living entity, not in living entity, everywhere in all atoms is. Is he in this what pillar? Prahlad Maharaj tells, yes, he is in pillar. Then Hiranyakashipu very, very soundly he told, oh, I want to see, and he told that, I want to see that where he is in pillar or not, and he took his club and he, or with his pen, and he struck the pillar, and pillar was at once broken, and a very big sound. He was looking that from where sound is coming. And he saw that at once, not lion full, half lion, half man, and like a mixed shape, and at once nishing them came from that pillar. Nisim Deva has legs and legs hands, so powerful, and at once Hiranyakashipu attacked on Nrisimhadev, but he took him like a like a mosquito.
Terrorista, aterradora, tomó a Hiranyakashipu así como uno agarraba un mosquito.
Then he became helpless, Hiranyakashipu. And Nrisimhadeva at once took him on his left. At that time, no night, no day. Not inside, not outside of the room. On the door. No weapon, only nails. And not in his, in any month. It was leap year. And thus, he crossed all the bones and benediction he has from Brahma. And at once, he... Follow Narasimha Bhagavan ki. And thus, thus a powerful demon was killed and Prahlad Maharaj was saved. He never prayed Nrisimha Bhagavan or Krishna that you should save me. He was satisfied that he will die or not, whether Krishna is saving me or not, I should chant and remember Krishna. And that is why he was pure devotee. So we should try to follow Prahlad Maharaj, then we can be happy. This is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should not be weak as you are being weak. Don't be weak. Always very strong, very bold, like Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna will surely save you. Krishna will come himself, or he will send Sudarshan Chakra, or very powerful any devotee, and they will save us. You should try to advise others also that you should chant and remember and be happy. Don't give up chanting and remembering. Whether you are in married life or in renounce order, always chant and remember Krishna and be happy. We told essence of all these things, epics. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he has heard and he has read more than 108 times this Prahlad Charitra. Mahaprabhu also, he used to hear. Today is now 9, so you can come again tomorrow in anywhere in class, and in evening we will leave for Brazil. So time is so I wanted that I should be here for long time and I will associate with you, but there is no time. Those who will hear this Prahlad Maharaj pastimes and those who have heard, they must attain Krishna Bhakti. No doubt.
Gaur Pramana.